I was struggling with finding oil and gas cheap enough to continue to run a big exploration program, which had gotten up to $500 million a year, which was big at that time. Not so big now. Then I decided to go for acquisitions, and that was in the early 80s.
And then the acquisition was Hugoton?
Hugoton was the first one. That was in 1969.
To acquire?
We acquired Hugoton. It was 20 times our size. Then we were busy in the 70s exploring, and we were successful. We found a good field in the North Sea, and we found production off the west coast of Australia and came really close off the coast of Gabon in Africa. We had it found, but they changed the deal on us, and I didn't like the change in the deal, so we didn't pursue that any further. But we had good exploration people. Most of them came out of Shell. They're well-trained people.
Then Hugoton and Mesa then merged.
Yes, that's right.
In
we
April.
Actually acquired them. We were the survivor.
Mesa was a survivor,
yeah.
Right. But you weren't satisfied with the success of Mesa then, and that's when you started thinking of the takeover aspect of an oil company. And your first target was City Service.
City Service and then General American. Then came Gulf and Phillips and then Unocal.